Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Monday, January 27th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news from Saturday night, A Wonderful World, the Louis Armstrong musical, will play its final Broadway performance on February 23rd at Studio 54. The show, which tells Armstrong's life story through the eyes of his four wives and features several of his greatest hits, stars and is co-directed by Tony winner James Monroe Iglehart. The show's grosses have been middling. For the week ending January 19th, it took in just over $559,000, which is not nearly enough to sustain a musical of its size. It played to 75% capacity houses that week. In a joint statement, the producers of the project said, "It is with mixed emotions that we announce the closing of A Wonderful World, the Louis Armstrong musical. This has been a labor of love for our entire cast and creative team, and we are so proud to have brought Louis Armstrong's extraordinary life and legacy to Broadway. We are grateful to the many people who made this show possible, and our thanks as well to the fantastic audiences who came to experience the glory of Louis Armstrong's music." At the time of its Broadway closing, A Wonderful World will have played 31 previews and 120 regular performances. Breaking news this afternoon, Become One of Us, a musical adaptation of The Lost Boys, is Broadway bound. It is set to play the Palace Theater sometime in spring 2026, with exact dates to be announced later. Based on the 1987 cult classic movie of the same name, The Lost Boys follows two teenage brothers who, along with their recently divorced mother, move to a California beach town only to discover that it is a hotspot for vampires. The show features a score by the indie rock band The Rescues, with a book by Chris Hoke and David Hornsby. The director is Michael Arden, who is currently represented on Broadway by Maybe Happy Ending. The choreographers are Lauren Yolongo Grant and Christopher Cree Grant, who collaborated with Arden for the 2023 revival of Parade. The lead producers are film actors Patrick Wilson, James Carpinello, and Marcus Chait, by special arrangement with Warner Brothers Theater Ventures. Notably, The Lost Boys has not scheduled an out-of-town tryout, unlike most Broadway-bound shows. Instead, a private, invitation-only industry presentation will take place on March 14th. Casting for the Broadway run will also be announced later. For more information, visit LostBoysMusical.com. The in-person box office for Broadway's Just in Time will officially open this Thursday, January 30th, at 1 p.m. Eastern. In honor of the year 1959, when the musical's subject, Bobby Darin, released his album That's All, the first 59 people to purchase tickets at the Circle in the Square Theater will receive a limited edition window card signed by the show's star, Jonathan Groff. There is a limit of one signed window card per transaction and one transaction per person. Circle in the Square Theater is located on West 50th Street between Broadway and 8th Avenue in Midtown Manhattan. Tickets for Just in Time are now on sale online at telecharge.com. Previews begin March 28th and opening night is April 23rd. And finally today, the performance schedule for the upcoming revival of Glengarry Glen Ross has just been altered. In an exclusive interview with Vulture, one of the show's stars, Kieran Culkin, admitted that doing theater would be more accommodating to his family time. Talking to friends who do more theater, he learned Broadway actors typically get one night off a week. Upon learning this, he asked the play's producers if Sunday could be their off day instead, in a rare move. They agreed. For the updated schedule and to purchase tickets, visit BroadwayDirect.com. Glengarry Glen Ross begins previews March 10th, opens March 31st, and runs through May 31st at the Palace Theater. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.